This is Anne Watson, and I'm going to talk about understanding mathematics without being flippant about the word understanding. Quite a while ago now, I got annoyed with the way that Bloom's taxonomy of educational objectives was being applied willy-nilly across all subjects, and in particular, annoyed that it was being applied to mathematics. The reason for my annoyance was my own awareness as a mathematical learner that understanding a mathematical idea is a cyclic process that takes place over many experiences. Understanding is not a well-defined state, yet in Bloom's taxonomy, it seems to come after remembering something, but before any applications, elaborations, and evaluations of many experiences, all of which might change the state of understanding. So when the Open University invited me to write two chapters for their PGCE textbooks on understanding in mathematics, I jumped at the chance to clarify my own thinking. Here is some evidence for my claim that understanding mathematical concepts is an unfolding cyclic process. Looking at multiplication, we could use the word understanding to describe any of the following states: being able to recite mathematical facts, presenting group counting, such as five lots of six or six lots of five, using an example to show a grasp of commutativity, talking about some number patterns in the five times table, talking about the search for number patterns in the seven times table, reciting a learnt statement about the meaning of multiplication, demonstrating by multiplying some positive numbers, repeated addition, a way to work out an answer to an allocation problem, scaling, knowing that multiplying by numbers greater than one makes them increase, naming multiplication as an example of a binary operation for numbers, or saying that every element of one object acts on every element of another object in a way that transforms quantities. The list could go on to higher forms of multiplication, such as multiplying matrices, etc. It's customary when talking about understanding to refer to Richard Schempp's seminal work, in which he distinguished between instrumental and relational understanding. Now, I worry about dichotomies because they often attach themselves to qualitative judgments, one being good, the other being bad. In practice, both instrumental and relational understandings might be valuable at different times and in different circumstances. It seems to me perfectly legitimate to have a level of understanding multiplication that works only in particular situations. At other times, our understanding might need to be on a firm logical footing, supported by acceptable number axioms. At other times, again, we might need to understand what a multiplicative structure looks like. To construct a more nuanced approach in which we can talk about understanding what to do or how to do it, understanding why multiplication was the right thing to do, understanding how multiplication works in particular contexts, being able to overcome some of the problems of multiplication inherent, such as knowing when multiplication makes things smaller, whether or when to apply it before applying some other operations, recognizing division as multiplication, possibly by reciprocals or as inverses, while also recognizing division as some form of sharing. When I asked teachers how they knew whether their pupils understood a mathematical idea or not, they did not quote Richard Schempp's distinctions at all. Instead, they said, when they can say it to me in their own words, when they can explain how they did it and why, when they use an idea without prompting, when they use it correctly in a context without being told. When they can answer or ask a question which comes at it, whatever the it is, in a slightly different direction. It seems the teachers were interested in a pragmatic understanding of a mathematical idea, something hanging between procedural and conceptual knowledge. And maybe Skemp's word instrumental, best meaning for it, is for what is multiplication the right instrument? I also recognised in what teachers said a form of understanding that is beyond the relationships involved in an idea, involving a capacity to transform and generalise an idea and treat it as a new abstract object. In the case of multiplication, we might recognise a multiple or see some new to us objects as products, such as seeing quadratics as the product of linear expressions, or seeing transformations as products of enlargements. My colleague Fiona Richards has drawn my attention to the work of Byers and Herskovich, who also extended Skemp's ideas to include intuitive understandings and formal understandings. Considering this extension of the work of Skemp, they looked at four levels of understanding: instrumental, relational, intuitive, and formal. Piri and Kieran represent understanding as layers of an onion emanating from an initial primitive experiential knowledge through to having an image of an idea, grasping the properties of an idea, moving on to recognising the idea as a mathematical structure. These writers and others usually offer a sense of hierarchy with an increase of transferability, extensions of meaning, and abstraction. Their hierarchies follow the development of higher mathematical ideas, but on the other hand, having a formal definition of, say, multiplication, is often not as useful as having a pragmatic capability in a specific problem-solving situation. Wherever you sit on these continua, turning mathematical understanding into a level on Bloom's taxonomy is a bit pointless. But on the other hand, getting too tied up with hierarchical layers of meaning might also be pointless. All this is a long way from Ofsted's recent use of the word understanding, which seems to relate more to being able to do the next thing in terms of facts and procedures and a, quote, crystal clear packet of knowledge that passes from teacher to learner. But mathematics is not a collection of crystal clear ideas that are unchanged by previous or subsequent experiences. The concepts of mathematics grow, interconnect, complexify, and human sense-making in new situations challenges what appears to have been clear before. All serious writers about mathematical understanding see it as dynamic, in growth. And writers about aha moments are not talking about something handed over by a teacher to a learner, but they're talking about the interaction, the constant interaction between intuition and experience that leads to personal realization. The teachers I talked with about 20 years ago saw their role not as finding out whether learners got exactly what they had been taught, but as finding out how learners' perceptions, their individual conceptualizations, their images and anchoring ideas, finding out those, learning about understanding by learning about learning.